Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 12, 1805. Warning of Bad Rapids. The Indians the party are seeing are the Alpawema band of the Nez Perce. These bands are composed of several villages which take their name from the most prominent village within the territory. These Indians fish for salmon and dig roots for the better part of the year. Of course, most of the fishing is when the salmon are migrating up from the ocean to spawn. Fishing spots are semi-permanent and visited each year. Captain Clark writes,
"A fair, cool morning, wind from the east. After purchasing every species of the provisions those Indians could spare, we set out and proceeded on. At 3 miles past four islands, swift water and a bad rapid opposite to those islands on the larboard side. At 14 1/2 miles, past the mouth of a large creek on the larboard side opposite a small island. Here the country ascends with a gentle ascent to the high plains, and the river is 400 yards wide. About 1 mile below the creek on the same side, took meridian altitude, which gave 72 degrees, 30 minutes, and 0 seconds. In the afternoon, the wind shifted to the southwest and blew hard. We passed today rapids, several of them very bad, and came to at the head of one at 30 miles on the starboard side to view it before we attempted to descend through it. The Indians had told us was very bad. We found long and dangerous, about 2 miles in length, and many turns necessary to steer clear of the rocks, which appeared to be in every direction. The Indians went through, and our small canoe followed them. As it was late, we determined to camp above until morning." Captain William Clark, October 12, 1805.
The creek they camped near was at present-day Dead Man Creek, meeting the Snake at Central Ferry State Park. It is identified on Clark's Atlas map only as Small Creek. Tomorrow, all canoes pass, no injuries.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.